It's Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Now, live from Churchill Downs, 84 WHAS brings you the fun and excitement, spectacle and drama of Derby Day.
The 117th Kentucky Derby.
My buddy Billy Reed, mentioned earlier, one of the pleasures of Kentucky Derby week is I get to be with you and Kay Wood and other folks that I don't get to see very much during the course of the year.
Starting about when the Final Four ends, I start getting Derby fever. I just don't want to be anywhere but here for the whole 2 weeks leading up to the Derby, and it's the absolute best day of the year for me, and that maybe even includes Christmas.
Let's go to the infield now. Terry Miners and Beth Merrill.
Wayne, you caught us on our way back to the infield. Actually, right now we're standing in front of the front gate where people are being checked for alcoholic beverages and other things.
Ron Mazzoli came up clean a few moments ago. They didn't find any liquor or anything. They said there was a little too much Brill Cream in his hair. Other than that, he was fine.
I made a new friend today. His name's Jack Daniels.
That's Jenny. Her job is touching people. Jenny Parker, a part-time security guard and perhaps full-time masseuse. Oh, here comes a guy through the turnstile now, and I'm sure he's clean. Just push him right through. Buzz Baxter, ladies and gentlemen.
Tara, how do these blinders look that I'm wearing?
You don't need to wear blinders. Those are for horses.
Well, Mother put these on me so I wouldn't see all the decadence out here.
We've already run into General Schwarzkopf. I was going to get my first interview of the morning, and I was going to talk to the general, but unfortunately, he's headed into the porty potty, and he won't come out.
Do you bet on the horses?
A little bit.
Have you seen a horse today?
The closest thing I've seen to a horse is on top of a lady's head on her hat.
You said, I'll put $2 on the hat to finish.
Right.
You yell really well. That's why I picked you, too. What are some of the finer points of selling mint juleps here at the Derby?
Well, I guess the finer points in selling mint juleps is to have a good, clear, loud voice, which I do.
About what time did you sell your first one, Wayne?
I started around 10:30, and I'd already sold one rack, and I just went down and got my second load.
Oh, my. I can't believe that. For breakfast, and all I had was coffee and some Cheerios.
Driving up, but coming through on the inside now is Spectacular Dynasty. A wall of horses coming together through the wire, and on the inside, it looks like it's going to be Spectacular Dynasty, I think, just got it by a head over Bet 'Em Together.
How's the track playing today, Pat? You've seen a lot of racetracks here. How's it for this Derby?
The track's in very good shape. There's no bias. It's not playing for favor. I mean, it's not playing favoritism to either speed or come from behind horses. It's a legitimate racetrack. I think everybody will get their fair shot today.
And when you have Pat Day in the saddle, you have more than your fair shot.
I'm here in the presence of America's number one impressionist, Rich Little.
While I'm working on George Bush, got some good news for you and some bad news. Good news is Saddam Hussein, that cowlhead from Iraq, has been evicted from his country. Bad news is he's coming to America. Going to become a cab driver in New York City. We'll never catch him. He'll blend in.
Sam Arms is out here. Sam, one of your friends appears to be face down on the cement.
Yeah, that's Rondell, male prostitute.
Rondell.
Male prostitute!
I don't even want to know what his life is like.
He bet like $100 3 hours ago.
And we don't know what.
He don't know what horse or anything.
Jack, you found some folks with some favorites?
Well, I certainly
choices.
Have. I've got a guy over here who says he's just tearing them up today, right?
We're killing him today.
Now, wait a minute. What he's tearing up is these tickets over here. That's a problem.
Oh, I just figured out the difference between the rich people here at Churchill Downs and the poor people.
You have?
Yes, indeed. The poor people are the ones who, when they go to buy ice cream, they get the gooey stuff that runs all over their feet after they spend the money. The rich people are the ones who get the Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Beatty Cure is second along the rail, and third is Hanging Curve. Nearing the wire, it's V-Ray pulling away, and it's going to be V-Ray, the favorite to win it under Corey Black. V-Ray wins it. Well,
Carolina Carl. What's up, Carl?
Hey, Terry, we just drove up in Daddy's car, man, from Raleigh-Durham.
Describe somebody who's really bizarre looking that's come by today,
I just seen one gentleman in sort of suede boots with his shirt wide open, rather tattered, and shorts that were rather tattered.
And he thought he was sexy, and you thought he looked like an idiot.
Yeah, right.
Remember all the furor over Don Johnson coming, and what a jerk he turned out to be. Stormin Norman is loved by the crowd here, and he loves them back. Let's, a celebrity, really enjoying Norman Schwarzkopf, even as we speak.
We near the finish on the outside. It's Alaria hanging close as Nurse Dopey, but Alaria wins it by a neck over Nurse Dopey.
One of America's outstanding actors is standing with me here, and that's Morgan Freeman. We're minutes away from the Derby. Who's going to win in Morgan Freeman's opinion?
My money's on Strike the Gold.
Paul, you notice a lot of times over here we get to speak a lot of Spanish because a lot of the grooms, exercise people, and a lot of people in horse racing speak Latino. And there's some of that flavor over here this year, but we haven't spoken as much Spanish as usual, have you?
Mañana.
Now, how about this Happy Jazz Band? I hear that has some Clear Channel connections, and I hear that maybe they have some connections with 84 WHAS. Have you heard that?
And if he loses, our paychecks are going to be a lot smaller.
Let's do a cooler check. Open this thing up for me. Pepto-Bismol gang? What is this for? Is this for after the 117th run for the Roses? Okay, that's not too bad. Although I must admit, Wayne, they do have a television set that sloshes when you pick it up, so maybe there's something to be... It's not a watchman, it's a sloshman.
Closing on the, well, the others are just right in there, Cooler Wind, but it's going to be Forrester to hold on. Cooler Forrester wins it over Cooler Wind, who hung right in there with her when it looked like she might go on by, but Cooler Wind held on for second.
Cooler Wind second. Yeah.
I said that was the coldest exacta you will ever see.
I'm freezing to death.
Well, nice going, guys. I wish I'd had a piece of that.
We gave one, it'll pay $3. God love us.
If anybody I know has enjoyed the fruits of success so obviously, it's John Goodman, star of Roseanne, King Ralph.
Oh, sure. I think I'm a very lucky man.
What's your impression of Louisville and Kentucky, John?
And it looks like a great place. I'd love to work here sometime at the Actors Theater.
It's always nice to be here on Derby Day. Place to be.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Oh, no.
Well, we couldn't have a running in the Kentucky Derby without Mike Berry on hand. The former local newspaper writer and radio broadcaster is here.
If you could come here to the Derby and hear him play my old Kentucky home and not feel anything, you could say, put me away, you know, I'm dead.
That's Mike Berry, who's been enjoying Kentucky Derbies here since 1922.
I'm with Mary Hart, who has just about the world on a string.
This is my first visit here, so my life has not been complete until today.
Tell me who you think is going to win, Billy.
I'm picking Strike the Gold, Wayne. I've picked Strike the Gold.
What about you, Paul?
Well, oddly enough, I'm agreeing with both Billy and Kaywood.
Who are you going to pick in the race, Ben?
I'm going with Hansel. Paul, who's your pick?
I'm staying with Best Pal.
All right, thanks, guys.
They're in the chute right now. They're all in.
When you hit the track and you hear My Old Kentucky Home, it's just a bone-chilling feeling. You really get goosebumps.
Derby 117. Well bunched down the stretch, but now Strike the Gold is coming on, and Strike the Gold gets a close lead. Tightly bunched behind that with Lost Mountain, Sea Cadet. On the inside, Best Pal is coming on, and now it is on the outside, Strike the Gold with Best Pal second. Main Minister is third at the finish. Strike the Gold, Strike the Gold in the Derby, and breaks the dosage shape.
Well, there you have it, the 117th Kentucky Derby. We'll be right back.